כמו שאנחנו נוהגים לשיעורים זיסעיר, כל יום ראשון, מדרשת יום ראשון, לעילוי נשמת, רב חיים בן אברום, רילי, מתאמן ביס אימפקט, so many many people, so many people,
and Rabbi Arbersfeld, help us tremendously to have excitement about Torah. He come with his wife, Barichut Yamim Veshanim, and the children, to Kolel Yom Rishon, Midrashit Yom Rishon, almost every time, Ashiyu Advarim Leilu Nishmato, Bebriyut, Bebracha Ubesimcha. We stay very close to Hanukkah. And I would like, B'siyata Dishmaya, to share with you very interesting inside what I believe Adlakat Nerot will take place Be'ezrat Hashem in the end of this week. We look different from every year until this year. We will take this to the other stage, to the other level. And we will start in this way. We have Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Yudchet. The Gemara come and teach us. Rabbi Meir, a very special wife. The name of the wife is Bruria. She is a daughter. She is a daughter of Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion. The great Tana. One from Asara Arugei Malchut. And the sister of Bruria stays in jail. And she said to the husband, Rabbi Meir, please do the best to take my sister from the jail. He said, I will try to do my best. He take two luggage with money. He come to the jail. He finds a man not in charge of all the prisoners. And he start to talk to him and he said to him, listen, all this money is for you. Please give to my sister-in-law green light, she can leave the jail. He say, really want to take your money? I really want to do this for you, but I'm scared. If the king will find me, he go to kill me. I don't want to take the risk. Don't worry. If this is your problem, I have other luggage with money for your king. Money is international language. Everyone understands this kind of language. We don't need to talk. People only need to see, to watch. He say, I very appreciate, but I'm sorry. Still, I don't take the risk. Because our king is very smart. He will take the money and after this he will kill me. Ah, this is your problem. Don't worry about this. What does it mean? In the way, when the people take you to hang you on the tree, you will say, Eloah de Meir Aneini, three times, you will see miracle. They cannot do to you anything. You say, come on, give me a break. What does it mean? I don't know what I say. And you say to me to say this, this can help. No way. Why no way? I show you. You're in charge of all the prisoners. In the jail, around the jail, we have huge amount of dogs. Huge dogs. And if some try to run from the jail, they run after them, jump off them, and rip them completely. Take all the dogs that you have in the jail, put them in one room, and with remote control, press a button, stay on the other side of the road, open the door, they will start to run after you. You say, Eloah de Meir Aneini three times, they will stop, they will look at you, and they will make you turn. I cannot believe, he say. Try. And he's walk. Wow. He makes a deal, he takes the money, he takes for the king in case if he'll find them. Everything what he said exactly happened. Exactly happened. the king find them, he give freedom to this girl, he takes the money what he give to the king, in the way to kill him, the Gemara say, he say, Lord, the mayor, and any three time, they say to him, sir, go back home. You can go home. Later, the king finds this, he ran after Rabbi Meir, but what relevant for us in this story is the Maharsha come and ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't put his name of people when they're still alive. Only after they passed away. Look, when Yaakov returned from the house of Lavan, what he say to the Lavan in the very tough conversation with Zeev before he sent Lavan back home? Ilulei Elohe Avraham upachad Yitzchak ki ata rekam shlachtani. If I not have zchut avos, my father and my grandfather, you will send me with nothing. Is what he say, Elohe Avraham. Why Elohe Avraham? Ki Avraham passed away. But about his father, he don't say Elohe Yitzchak. He say what? Pachad Yitzchak. Is how Rabbi Meir come and say, if you will say three times, Eloah de Meir aneini, nothing will happen to you. Rabbi Meir still alive? Excellent question. Look what the Maharsha answer. I read the language. Lo itkaven kol ikar al shmo. Rabbi Meir, don't talk about himself. Mention my name and my God, and this will help you. Ela amar Eloah demair lanu b'malchut Yavan hakodemet b'nes nerot Chanukah b'nes nerot ha-mikdash hu ya'aneinu v'yatzil otanu b'nes. What we need now, God, what give us light in the miracle, what happened to us in time of the Greek, through the miracle of the candles in Beit HaMikdash, he will make for us now miracle about what we need. Wow, unbelievable. Completely other explanation. This famous Eloah de Meir Haneini, everybody know Eloah de Meir Haneini, what does it mean? Talk about Rabbi Meir. Come to Mamsha, say no. God would give us light in the darkness, in the war against the Greek, make for us tremendous miracles, and the miracle of the oil also. He will make for us special miracles about what we need now. Is what we see from this Chazal. When we come to celebrate the mitzvah of Adlakat Nerot Chanukah, is not only about what happened by Yamim Ahem, is also what take place Bazman Hazeh. And my first question is, how the candles of Chanukah, what represent the candles of the menorah and the miracle what happened with the candle, can affect us about what we need Bazman Hazeh. How is not only related to the past, we say this is also affect Bazman Hazeh. How we explain this? This is Morei Verabotai, question number one. Question number two. The Rambam come and tells us Mitzvat Ner Chanukah is beloved mitzvah. And what he say? Afilu en lo ma yuchal ela min hatzdaka. Poor man, Shoel or Mocher Ksuto, he need to sell his shirt, and with the money, take oil, lokeach shemen, venerot, umadlik. Shemen, venerot, umadlik. I really don't understand. When Chazal come and say to us, also poor person need to sell his shirt to buy Daled, four cups of wine for night of Pesach, I understand. Every Jew need to celebrate the freedom. If he's rich or if he's poor. I understand every Jew need to sell his shirt to give the mitzvah of Machzit HaShekel because every Jew is necessary. Every Jew is important. Good. If he's rich, if he's poor, because all korbanot tzibur, including everyone. But why? Poor person need to sell his shirt to buy what? Chanukah candles? Why? Why? Moreover, The Rambam come and teach us, if you have choice, Friday, Oner Shabbat, Oner Chanukah. You have only one candle to buy. What you buy, Shabbat or Chanukah? Shabbat. But you're not fine, somebody need to sell his share to buy Nerot Shabbat. Afal pi Nerot Shabbat is more important from Nerot Chanukah. Is our second question is, why also a poor person need to sell his shirt or to collect tzedakah if he can and to buy Nerot Chanukah? This is question number two. And question number three, last question. This question takes place by Tzlach. Bala Noda Be'Yehuda. In Drashotav, Drasha Lamedaled, he asks an unbelievable question. And he says, why we celebrate Chanukah only with candles? Why we not celebrate Chanukah with Seuda? Exactly how we celebrate Purim with Seuda. The miracle of Chanukah is less of a miracle of Purim. You know what is mean miracle of Chanukah? Miracle of Chanukah, Rashi come and say to us, who fight in Parashat Vayechi, Rashi say to us on the Pasuk, Berech Hashem Chaylo, ופועל ידיו תרצה, Rashi say, we talk about Yudbet בני חשמונאי ואלעזר, fight against thousand and thousand Greek. No way to win. Unbelievable miracle. As it changed everything. Is why the celebration is only with candles? Why not with Seuda? This is the three questions that we want to ask. And B'siyata Dishmaya, we walk together, and this year, when we come to light Chanukah candles, we'll take this to the other stage. Again, short and clear, how we explain what the Maharsha teach us. When we say, Eloah de Meir Aneini, we don't talk about Rabbi Meir. God would give us light in the darkness, in the time of the Greek, and make for us miracles in the war, and also make for us a miracle in the Chanukiyah in Beit HaMikdash, the Menorah in Beit HaMikdash. He will make for us miracle also בזמן הזה. It means when we go to light Chanukah candles, yes, this can help a lot to us בזמן הזה. In the time what we need, Klal Israel, the world, big Yeshua. And question number two, why poor person need to light Chanukah candles? Need to sell his shirt? Why? This mitzvah is so important. We know Ner Shabbat and Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbat come before Ner Chanukah. If you have option to pick only one. And we not sell the shirt. A poor person don't sell the shirt to buy Ner Shabbat. He's buying Ner Chanukah, yeah? He need to sell his shirt. And question number three is, how we explain the Chanukah, the celebration is only with candles and not with meal. Sudas mitzvah, same as we do in Purim. The answer of this question is as follows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world, at the beginning of the creation, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or. This was regional light, and through this light, people can have perspective to see far away. In our generation, we understand what this means. I sit here, and you sit in New York, and we can see to each other far away. This is a technique what we people can create. But the regional light gives to every one of us huge perspective to see all the picture of life, for good forever. But Adam HaRishon eat from the tree, he misses this great opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide he need to cover this special light, or te'or kasalma, how the Pasuk say, because people can use this to the wrong way. but still Adam HaRishon appreciates and enjoys this kind of candle, this kind of light, 36 hours. 12 hours of Friday day, 12 hours of Friday night, and another 12 hours of Shabbat. Motzei Shabbat, dark take place, darkness take place, he's shocked, he's confused, he takes two stones, and light come, and this is why we have, one of the reasons why we have two candles in Avdala and Motzei Shabbat. Anyway, this regional light is covered. Gnazo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from this time, every light, what we have in our life, if it's match, if it's candle, if it's a fluorescent, if it's projector, any type of light, what we have is only temporarily. If it's match for a few seconds, if it's candle for a few hours, if it's light a few years, if it's projector as a few years, but one day, all of them is shut down. And we need to buy new. It means we don't have the regional light. The light, what we have and we appreciate, is light of fluorescent. Light of candles, but not regional light. What happened to us in the miracles against the Greek is the oil still exists, it's not burned. 8 days, all the 7 candles. This miracle was also in Beit HaMikdash every single day. Not in same way, in the way what we put same amount of oil in the menorah and Nera Ma'aravi, the candle in the west side, still give light when all the other candles finish. The oil not end. We need to stop this candle and to change the oil into a, to relight this again. And every night, this candle stay 24 hours. And only in the morning, we have Atavat HaNerot. Now, Gemara come and teach us about this in Masechet Shabbat. A duty ששכינה שורה בישראל. A duty ששכינה שורה בישראל is mean people see with the eyes how שכינה with us. We have other few miracles in Beit HaMikdash, but people see the שכינה with us. If it's rain, the fire on the Mizbeach not stop. If it's wind, the smoke from the Mizbeach don't go to side to side, it goes straight. What the Mishnah teaches in Masechet Avot, 10 miracles. But every single day, the miracle of the oil, the Gemara say, is witness, is Eidus, Shechina Shora b'Yisrael. All the war against the Greek was not physical war. They don't want to kill us physically. I was the nation before. What they want, we will stop to connect ourselves to something that is above us. Nothing above our brain, nothing above our IQ. We need to forget about this. This is really what they want. To split and to divide between us to concept of God. And one of the first Gzerot Yavanis, don't mention name of God in your mouth. Don't say Baruch Hashem, don't say Be'ezrat Hashem, don't say Hashem, no way. Gemara says this to us clearly, Masechet Yuma, one of Gzerot Yavan. It means they, all the war was, and remember, the Greek, not was of the Avodah Zarah. They put Avodah Zarah. They only say, we can do everything, we're smart enough. Moreover, the first king of the Greek was the great Alexander, Alexander Mogdon, and he bowed down to Shimon HaTzadik. He was the king would understand we in other stage. But later, after him, all the other kings say, no way. This was the war. It's now when we come to Beit HaMikdash and we light the menorah with oil, what enough for one day, and the, is not stopped for 8 days. This show clearly Shechina Shora B'Yisrael. But the Gemara come and say, my Chanukah. What does the Gemara say? The miracle of the oil. What does the Gemara say? Miracle of the oil. והם עשר את הגיבורים ביד חלשים רבים. מה הכנו כאן? No, this is essence. This is a point. And this was the borders in the war between us to the Greek. They want to uproot from us this kind of perspective of life. We have any connection to God. And look, when we have the victory against the Greek, one of the first takana is to write Shem Hashem of every document, every contract. כך וכך שנה, זה גמרא say, ליוחנן כהן גדול, לאל עליון. כהן גדול, later, they stop this takana, because people have contract, they don't need to read to put in the garbage. Shem Hashem, come to the garbage, they stop. But in the beginning, but listen what they say. יוחנן, אמניס, ליוחנן כהן גדול, לאל עליון. Very interesting. לאל עליון. Where we find first time in the Torah the word Le'el Elyon? Where we find in the Torah Le'el Elyon first time? This we find when Abraham Avinu returned from World War One and he saved the life of Lot. The Pasuk come and say to us what he gave Korban Melchizedek Melech Shalem Kohen Le'el Elyon. Yes, Melchizedek Melech Shalem הוציא לחם ויין, והוא כהן לאל עליון. Who is מלכי צדק מלך שלם, רשי סי? זה שם, son of שם. And who stay against us? The children of יפת. יפת אלוקים ליפת וישכון בו עלי שם. This was the war against us. The future of יפת against the future of שם. And what does it mean, Kohen Le'el Elyon? So nice how the Kadmonim say, Elyon, you divide this to two words, Al Yavan. Elyon, Aleph Lamed, Ayin Lamed, Al Yavan. Kohen Le'el Elyon means we above the Greek. We understand. We have knowledge, we have IQ, we smart, but Hashem Yiten Chochma Mipiv Da'at U'Tvuna. הקדוש ברוך הוא gives this to us. And now the Gemara come and say to us, בכל עת יהיו בגדיך לבנים. Every time you dress come white. זה ציצית. זה גמרא שאין שבת. ושמן על ראשך לא יחסר, זה תפילין. Why שמן represent תפילין? Because where the תפילין take place? Above our brain, above our IQ, above our knowledge. You have knowledge, you have IQ, you're smart, you're genius, great. Enjoy, but don't forget, Hashem ייתן חוכמה, מפיו דעת ותבונה. The tefillin is above. This is the tefillin. וראו כל עמי הארץ, כי שם השם נקרא עליך, וירו ממכה. וראו כל עמי הארץ, כי שם השם נקרא אליך, ויראו ממכה, what is mean? וראו כל עמי הארץ, כי שם השם נקרא עליך. זה see, you smart, but you feel humble. You still understand. God gives the knowledge. God gives the perspective. And this tremendous respect, what they give to us. This was all the war against the Greek. From this reason, אפילו אני שבישראל, need to sell his shirt to buy oil. Because to show to us, by us, Am Israel, rich or poor is not money. Rich and poor is the knowledge, the brain. The Gemara say, מסכת נדרים, נקטינן, אומר אביי, נקטינן. Every time in Jeshas, when we have the word נקטינן, this is הלכה. דעת קנית, מה חסרת? You have knowledge, smart, you have everything. You're the rich man. That לא קנית, מה קנית? If somebody can come billionaire, but he's a stupid person, what he have? Garnish with garnish, zero. Klum. He say, הנה, אני בישראל, also need to have Hanukkah candles. Because we not judge if he's poor or rich, how much money he has, and how much knowledge he has, how much he's rich with his brain, with his mind, with everything what he do. This is the reason, אפילו אני שבישראל מוכר כסותו. Now we understand also very, very well why we not make Seuda in Hanukkah. Why we not make Seuda in Hanukkah? Same what we do in Purim. Purim was physical miracle. Mamash, kepshuto mamash. This was all the war, להשמיד, להרוג ולאבד, תב ונשים, נער וזקן ביום אחד. Final solution in one day. This was the goal. Hanukkah is not the goal. Hanukkah, the goal is spirituality war. Hanukkah, the war is to move us from the, connect ourselves to the regional light. To El Elyon, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ata tiyeh Elyon al kol ha'amim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to us. He promised to us, we will come Elyon al kol, netatich ha'Elyon al kol ha'amim. If we really understand, kel Elyon kone shamayim v'aretz. As in Mele, also the celebration is in this way. In spirituality way. And we know, I said this many times, and good to know this. I remember first year, when we come to America, I don't know what is America, what is Yemin, Small, Kadima, Achora, and when came the time of December, and somebody take us to Manhattan, to see all the candles, all the light, go with all the children was very young, and we look and say, wow, Abba, we want to take picture with this tree, with other tree, with this. I say, no, no, no. We'll take picture with Hanukkah candles. Say, Abba, why not? Why not? It's very beautifully. And you know, some fire go up and down, some is rain. I say to him, you know, why not? Because when we have blackout, only Ner Hanukkah still give light. And all this light on the trees, stop, is dark. This is our candle. Hanukkah candle, one of the windows, look, maybe Nebach, no, in Manhattan, compared to all the light on the trees. No, no, it's not Nebach. This is a real candle. This is a real light. We have blackout, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to us blackout will take place. The Pasuk say, black on white, ki ha-choshech yechase eretz, ve-arafe le-umim, ve-alayich yizrach Hashem. It means time will come, the nation will recognize. What is mean, ata bechartanu mikol ha-amim? Ahavta otanu, ratzita, otanu, rememtanu mikol ha-leshanot, kideshtanu mitzvotecha. This will take place. Now when Hanukkah come, and we look on the candles. And you know what is mean to look on the candles? It's not only to sit and to watch the candles. Look in Jewish life. Maharal teach us many times. It's not only with the physical eyes. We have other eyes. We have eyes in our brain. In English, many times people talk to each other and what we answer, I see. I don't see anything. I listen to you. How I can say I see? I need to say, understand. No, no, I see with the eyes of the brain. Also, we have eyes in the heart. Shlomo HaMelech saying Kohelet few times, velibi ra'a. Velibi ra'a. What does mean velibi ra'a in other language? My feeling. My feeling is, yes, I see with the eyes in the heart. And this three place in our body, what we have eyes, brain and heart and physical eyes. This is Hanukkah. The first candle of Hanukkah, להדליק נר של Hanukkah, represents the physical eyes. We light candle and we see this with our eyes. The second bracha, שעשה ניסים. What does it mean, שעשה ניסים? Wow! Somebody have miracle, very excited, makes you that mitzvah. Say it to everyone, the miracle what happened to him. This is the eyes of the heart, the excitement. And שהחיינו, וקיימנו, והגיענו לזמן הזה, one minute, what is the זמן הזה? What is Hanukkah? It's not Shabbat, it's not Yom Tov, it's not Seuda. Somebody come back home, he opens the oven, he lights the oven. Somebody light, I don't know what else, and somebody light candles of Hanukkah. What is the זמן שהחיינו? What's so special? This is the reason why the nations say this time, happy holidays, with S. because they feel this is not secular, it's not religious holiday. This is secular holiday because, you know, holy candles. It's not, we need to dress Shabbos week, no. It's what Shechianu Lazman Hazeh, with the eyes of the brain. With the eyes of our brain, we understand and we feel what we feel. Exactly what Rabbi Meir say to the head of the jail. Eloah de Meir Aneini. God, Eloah de Meir Lanu Bemalchut Yavana Kodemet. You give a special light with all the miracles what we see in front of our eyes. And we see this through the candles, what connect us to get some flavor from the original light of the beginning of the creation. Light what don't burn. Light what don't stop. The candles stay day after day. Yair, lanu, v'yatzileinu, v'yasei imanu nisim v'tovot, bazman hazeh. If when we watch the candles of Hanukkah, and please, please, give to yourself, say to all your family, after you say all the nigunim, mao tzu, anerot alalu, please, sit with chair or stand up, what is more comfortable for you, watch the candle, minute or two. Look on the candle, but look, focusing, sing about what you need. Sing about what you need. And you see, Amat Siyata Dishmaya Ulev. Sfat Emet come and say to us, Emeni Azer, Alach Ha'iz, Mezuzah in right side, Ner Chanukah in the left side. Why? To teach us exactly how Mezuzah stay for good all the year. Also, candle can affect us all the year. And listen what we say. Kva'um ve'asa'um yamin tovim. The word kvi'ut take place again and again. Kva'um ve'asa'um. Kavu shmonat yemei Chanukah elu le'odot u'le'alel. His meaning is kavua. He stay for all the year. All the year. Moreover, Bala Itur come and add. Mezuzah in right side. Mer Chanukah in the left side. And Balabait in the middle with Talit. With Talit. Talis take place in the day. Mezuzah all the time. Ner Chanukah only in the night. How Talit come with Chanukah at the same time? Because the light of candles of Chanukah go to bring us close to the light of the redemption. The light of Ora Chama ke Ora Levana. You know, we have some minag when people say Kiddush Levana. When people say Kiddush Levana, after the finish, we have some minag to look on the tzitzis. Why? Ke are ora levana ye ke ora chama. Okay? Exactly saying, this is Bala Itu say, with Talit, why? Ora levana ye ke ora chama. It means this light open us opportunities to see better. Remember, Agar, she stay very close to the well. She not recognize, she see any water around. Vayifkach Hashem Elokeh et eneha, vatireh v'hinei be'er mayim chayim. God opens it, wow, I never recognize. Not happened to us many times. Wow, I don't see stay so close to me. In business, in work, everything what we need. Chanukah give us opportunity to get broad perspective about many, many things in our life. This is Chanukah. This is what we need to watch these candles. And this will elevate our perspective. And to ask, yes, Mishir Lanu God, would you give us flavor from the candles in Bet HaMikdash of the original light, with the candle what we light, give us also some of this flavor. Connect us to this time. Connect us and give us to feel Le'el Elyon. This is what Chazal come and say. Lachen mitzvat Chanukah chaviva yad me'od. You know why this is beloved mitzvah? To say beloved mitzvah is a little bit risky. Where one mitzvah is beloved, other is so-so, the less is not beloved. How we can give grade to the mitzvahs? Chaviva ad meod, because it's only one time what we have obligation to go, to see, to watch, and to say bracha. Somebody in business trip in Tokyo, in any place all over the world, he stays in the hotel. He cannot light candles. He cannot. But you know, drive half hour from his hotel, Jewish community. And he can walk in. He don't know anybody. and from the street to see candles. Lahalacha, you need, many Rishonim says this, you need to drive, to stay in the street, to park the car, to look and to say first night, She'asa Nisim. Second night, She'echiyanu. We don't find this about any other mitzvah. If I see Rambo, I say bracha. I see Niagara, I say Osema Seberishit. I don't need to go to see and to say bracha. Moreover, Sha'arei Tshuva come and say to us, tears, clean our eyes. Tears of apologize, we clean our eyes. This is exactly what happened with David HaMelech. He say, Enai Yardu Dima. And he say, what does it mean, Enai? It means two eyes. He say, Yardu Dima. And exactly the lotion on the posuk, I share with you exactly what he say about the lotion is, Enai. He say, 1 minute, the Lashon, what the Sha'arei Tshuva come and tells us, is, he talk about his two eyes, not about one eyes. I don't have the person in front of me now. And tears clean the eyes. Chanukah, Reb Tzadik HaKohen say, you don't need to have any tears. Watch the candle. This give you light, perspective, clean everything. And we come out from these days as a people. Because if everyone, I'm sure of you, Kadosh Baruch will come to you and say, ask me to sing what you need, not anybody else, not Am Yisrael, you need what every one of us will ask. Correct me if I have a mistake. First, to have healthy life. Brim, I'm right, to feel healthy. Second, to have simcha. Because if you have excitement, you have simcha, you can do a lot. You can build, you can develop. Every day you wake up is new day. The Greek try to dark, to create darkness in our eyes. The choshech al pnei teom. If somebody stays in darkness, he's confused, he's scared, he's nervous, he don't know what's going to happen. And Chanukah give us light to move any darkness, to move any thing what make us confused or scared. This is an Erot Chanukah. If we take this aspect with us and we understand when we light the candles, Friday I know we go to the shul, but when we come back and we say Shalom Aleichem, second night of Chanukah, and after this we make Kiddush and we watch the candles for a minute or two, all the family, and every night, this give us light. You see, Chazal says it's not my esgulot. Chazal come and say to us from early Rishonim and Besiyata Dishmaya, from this we be zoche to connect ourselves to the regional light, not only to get some taste of flavor, to zoche this year to Or Chadash al Tzion Tair, venizke kulanu bimera leoro. Thank you very much. Toda rabba. Have happy Chanukah. This also is the moot opportunity for me to say to Arav Dov Weinstein, what take care of all the schedule in YU about many, many great activities of Atzat Torah. Also, is together with Rav Robert Shor. Have both of you great life and bracha and simcha, and continue to spread Torah. And every one of you have lichtiker Chanukah, mitoch briyut, mitoch bracha, ve'arbe arbe simcha. Thank you very, very, very much.